continuing our discussion about the bracha of Shechianu on new fruits, a scenario that could have certainly happened to people yesterday on Tu Bishvat is that a plate of fruit is brought out, and you see on it that there's more than one fruit on which you need to say a bracha of Shechianu. So the question is, do you say a bracha of Shechianu on each of the fruits, or do you say one bracha of Shechianu which will cover all of them? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Zayin of Igrot Moshe, where he says that it's obvious to him that you would say just the one bracha of Shechianu and cover all of the fruits that are there in front of you. And he says, even if you don't actually intend eating all of the new fruits today, and you're going to eat the other ones another time, nevertheless, the one bracha of Shechianu would cover all of them, because in actual fact, Medina de Gemara, or at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, the bracha of Shechianu is properly said at the time of Re'iyah, when you first see the fruits, rather than delaying it to when you eat it. So here you've seen the fruit and you said the bracha of Shechianu, you certainly shouldn't repeat the bracha of Shechianu. What can happen, though, is that you've said the bracha of Shechianu, and then more fruits are brought out. You could be a guest in somebody's home, and they bring, for us, Tu Bishvat Seder or something like that, they bring out the first plate of fruits, and there are five fruits on it, and you say Shechianu on one of the fruits, and then they bring out a second plate of fruit, and then you look at it, and behold, there's another Shechianu fruit on it. In that case, you need to say the bracha of Shechianu again or not. So this question is addressed by Rav Avadia Yosef in Sheilot Shuvot Yabi Omer, Chelek Dalad, Orach Chaim Simon Yud Dalad, and he also expands it to talk about a person who knows, the Bala Bayit, knows that the first plate of fruit is going to have Shechianu fruit A on it, and the second plate of fruit is going to have Shechianu fruit B on it. Should they say one bracha of Shechianu and have both in mind, or two brachot of Shechianu? So in his characteristic fashion, he brings a whole range of opinions about saying two Shechianus in various situations. If, for example, you're going to a town where you haven't been for a long time, maybe a shul that you haven't been to for a long time, there's lots of old friends there you know you're going to see. And you're going to see some in shul, you're going to see some at the Kiddush, you're going to see some at Mincha, etc., etc. Do you say a Shechianu every time you see a new friend? A new old friend, that is, or do you say just one bracha of Shechianu and have everything in mind? So there are a range of different opinions, but Rav Avadia's conclusion is that the bracha of Shechianu only covers what's in front of you at the time that you make the bracha, and therefore if you're going to be bringing in other fruits later, so you're going to have some fruits with the Shechianu for the hors d'oeuvre, and some with the Shechianu for the main course, and some with the Shechianu with the dessert, so then you should say Shechianu three times. He says the best thing to do would be to have in mind the first times that you say Shechianu that you're not being yotzei Shechianu for the next lot of fruit. You've got negative kavana for them, and that will get you out of hot water, as it were, even if you know that you're going to be having those other fruits. So kavachomer if you're a guest and it's a surprise that you get the other fruits. However, there are those who say that in actual fact, in such a scenario, one should try to avoid having multiple Shechianus, because it could be a problem of bracha sheina sricha, and therefore ideally you should have all the fruits on the table at one time, and just say one bracha of Shechianu and cover them all. But I suppose it could happen at a simcha. You're sitting down at a simcha. The menu says, you know, the first course is whatever, with whatever fruits on it, you know, with the hors d'oeuvre. Say, say Shechianu. You can see that the dessert is going to have fruits as well with Shechianu. But there's no way. You can't ask the caterer to bring in your dessert while everybody else is eating hors d'oeuvre. So you would only say one. So you would say, in that case, definitely multiple brachot of Shechianu. Ad kan.